Each screen, operating normally on a 100,000-to-1 ratio, would then furnish its receptor on the ship with energy equivalent to the annihilation of 4 million pounds per hour of material substance. Out there, however, it was being observed that the intake-exciter ratio, instead of being less than 100,000-to-1, was actually almost 1 million-to-1. It would serve no useful purpose here to go further into the details of any more of the reports, or to dwell at any great length upon the remainder of the journey to the second galaxy. Suffice it to say that Kinnison and his highly trained crew observed, classified, recorded, and conferred, and that they approached their destination with every possible precaution. Detectors were full out, observers were at every plate, the ship itself was as immune to detection as Hotchkiss's nullifiers could make it. Up to the second galaxy, the Dauntless flashed, and into it. Was this island universe essentially like the first galaxy as to planets and peoples? If so, had they been won over or wiped out by the horrid culture of Bosconia, or was the struggle still going on?
If we assume, as we must, that the line we followed was the trace of Boscone's beam, argued the sagacious Worsel, the probability is very great that the enemy is in virtual control of the entire galaxy. Otherwise, if they were in a minority, or were struggling seriously for dominion, they could neither have spared the forces which invaded our galaxy, nor would they have been in condition to rebuild their vessels as they did to match the new armaments developed by the patrol.
Very probably true, agreed Kinnison, and that was the consensus of opinion. Therefore we want to do our scouring and scouting very quietly. But in some ways that makes it all the better. If they're in control, they won't be unduly suspicious. And thus it proved. A planet-bearing sun was soon located, and while the Dauntless was still light-years distant from it, several ships were detected. At least, the Bosconians were not using nullifiers. Spy rays were sent out. Tregonsi, the Rigellian lensman, exerted to the full his powers of perception, and Kinnison hurled downward to the planet's surface a mental viewpoint and communication center. That the planet was Bosconian was soon learned, but that was all. It was scarcely fortified. No trace could he find of a beam communicating with Boscone. Solar system after solar system was found and studied with like result. But finally, out in space, one of the screens showed activity. A beam was in operation between a vessel, then upon the plates, and some other station. Kinnison tapped it quickly, and while observers were determining its direction, hardness, and power, a thought flowed smoothly into the lensman's brain.
Proceed at once to relieve vessel P4K730. Eichlen speaking for Boscone, ending message.